6'5 lefty out of St. John's. He's Amir Garrett. Amir, thank you so much for the time tonight. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Thank you guys for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, it's our pleasure. It's been nice to meet you out here in Surprise, and I know the people in Kansas City can't wait to see you on the mound at Kauffman Stadium. But before we get to that, man, I read a great piece by Lynn Worthy in the Kansas City Star talking about how close you came to visiting and maybe even ending up as a member of Bill Self's Kansas Ball Club. So I want to start on the court because I've watched you guys goof around with the Nerf basketball inside the clubhouse. Amir, if you were to put together a starting five of your current teammates here in Kansas City, who are the other four that you're choosing to hoop with?
Okay. You know me, I'm going to be, obviously, I'm running point. You know, I got to score the ball. I'm not passing it at all. I'm taking Whit Merrifield. He's a do-it-all kind of guy. You know, maybe he can pass me a rock. I'm taking Michael Taylor. You know, he has a nice touch in there, you know, in the locker room. So I got to take him, you know, as a shooter, possibly. I got to take Benny. Benny looks like he can play basketball a little bit. Yeah. So, yeah. And then I got to take
It seems like it's about guys getting you the ball.
Yeah, give me the ball. I'll take Hernandez. He probably doesn't. He can't play any basketball, but I just need a big body down there. So
you could throw his big back end down low and just tell him to throw that left arm up, and somebody will find him.
Yeah. So that's my five. That's what I'm taking.
Is there any
coming off the bench?
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. How similar? You know, you bring up Bobby Witt Jr., and you know, we've seen videos of him this offseason kicking 50-yard field goals and dunking basketballs. We all know about your basketball ability, not to mention being one of the best, 750 baseball players on planet Earth. Was it pretty similar with whatever you picked up growing up? You were of the upper echelon?
Yeah, for sure. A lot of people... I mean, know my story by now, but I was a baseball player coming up, football as well. I literally just picked up a basketball my freshman year, and I was like, hey, let's go, you know. And me being an athlete, you know, it helped me, you know, be one of the top 100 in the world in basketball. So, you know, being an athlete is very important. You know, I was able to do a lot of things that a lot of other people weren't able to do, and I'm grateful and I'm blessed for that. You know, God gave me that ability to be that person, and you know, it's turned out pretty well.
Okay, so the talent is there, but you don't get to the big leagues on talent alone. The work ethic is obviously unquestionable when you're able to have a basketball career and a baseball career like you have. Where did that willingness to work and work so very hard, where did that come from?
I mean, you know, if we're being honest, like I felt like there was no plan B for me. You know, I had to make it in something, either basketball or baseball. I had to make it. I had to because I come from nothing. So, you know, I just had that much more of a drive to get to where I need to be, to take care of my family and, you know, the people that I love. So, you know, I was always, you know, working hard. You know, I was trying to get to be a professional athlete, because at the time, you know, playing baseball and basketball, I was like, I wanted to be a professional athlete. I don't know if it's a basketball player or a baseball player, but, you know, I've always had to work overtime and double time because of, you know, I wasn't able to play baseball full time. I was always playing basketball. So when I go to play baseball, I got to work extra hard. If I was playing baseball, I can play basketball. So if I went to basketball, you know, I'd have to put in that extra time. So, you know, it was tough, but it worked out for the best.
Who'd you have around you pushing you, or is this all coming from inside, a fire inside of you?
I mean, of course, my father. You know, I have a big family, but, you know, my father was a big part of that. You know, my wife now, well, it was my girlfriend back then, my wife, you know, grandmother, cousins, mom wanted me to see me get to the next level.
How early in your athletic career, as we're joined by the newest Royals reliever, Amir Garrett, on 610 Sports Radio, how early into your athletic career did you realize that no plan B isn't shared by everyone that you're sharing a clubhouse with?
Yeah, I mean, but like I said, I learned from a young age that I want to be a professional athlete. You know, I put my mind to that. Manifested that at a young age, like from what I can remember, I wanted to be a professional athlete. I wasn't going to allow anybody to tell me no. So I was going to achieve that goal no matter what. No matter what I went through, the ups and the downs, the smiles, the frowns, I wasn't going to get there. I was going to be a professional. And it just turned out I'm a professional baseball player.
No question. Have you been able to, because you're, right in the middle of your professional baseball career, have you been able to celebrate the payoff that the hard work has brought you this way? I know there's still so much more you want to accomplish, but have you been able to be present for all that you've already accomplished?
Each and every day is an accomplishment for me. Just, getting to wake up and play the game that I love. But I look at it as my career isn't over. It's far from over. I'm just getting started. So I don't want to celebrate too much right now. I'm grateful in where I'm at right now in my career. And hopefully I got, many more years of playing. So after my career is over, hopefully 6-7 years down the road, I'll be able to celebrate then. I'm just trying to stay in the present moment right now. And continue to have fun and play some baseball.
So as you now prepare for this 2022 season, what kind of goals do you set for yourself? I can't imagine it's numbers. What are you hoping to accomplish this year?
I didn't pitch to my potential last year. I was bad, and that's just how I can be honest with myself. I definitely want to lead that, get that off of, I want to put that behind me, and I want to come in starting fresh with the Royals, and now I'm going to be the person in the pitcher that that a lot of people seen before, and I want to put last year behind me, and I don't want anybody to think that was close to what I'm about, and I'm just going to come in here and do what's best for the team. Just be a presence in our bullpen for our team, and just win some ball games, because we got a squad over here in Kansas City.
When you're as motivated as you've been growing up, and you have the support system that you have, I have to imagine that's why you're able to be so honest to use the words to describe your 2021 season.
My dad never sugarcoated anything with me, and the people around me never sugarcoated anything with me, and that's how I want it to be, because I feel like when you have certain people around you, they're just there to tell you what you want to hear, not my circle, not my family, not my friends. They're going to tell me the real, and I really appreciate that, and all it does is just motivate me to get better.
A few more minutes with Royals reliever Amir Garrett on 610 Sports Radio as we sit 2 weeks away from opening day. I don't know if you would agree with this, but the competitiveness, the energy that you bring to a clubhouse and on to the diamond, do you see that same energy in your manager? Because when I first heard of this trade, I went, wow, Amir Garrett seems like a Mike Matheny kind of guy.
I think Matheny's a good skipper to play for. I've gotten a lot of, positive feedback from players that played for him in the past. And they're like, Amir, you're really going to like him. Like, this dude is going to go to bat for you. Like, he's literally going to, have your back. He's going to put it on the line for you. And I can play for a manager like that. I can respect that. And, he's been great to me. Welcomed me with open arms, and he told me he seen me pitch and he needed me here. So, I was happy to hear that.
You've only known the Cincinnati Red organization since being drafted back in 2011, and now a week into your Royals tenure. This, I'm sure, is an unfair question, but what has stood out to you about this clubhouse as you're experiencing a new organization for the first time in your professional career?
Every day I'm coming into the ball field every day, and I see smiles on guys' faces. They're happy to be at the field. They're happy to get to play baseball every single day. You know, that's a feeling that that I really like with this club. You know, we're very young, which is good because they have a core that they're going to come up with, and they're going to be really good in the future, and we're going to be good right now. So I'm just excited to get out there, man. These guys, you know, I played for a young team before with the Reds, but this team right here, they really got some great pieces to complement each other. I'm just excited to play some baseball, man, with these guys.
And I know everybody in Kansas City excited to watch you trot out of that bullpen in right field. But, man, you bring up the youth on this team and in that bullpen. I mean, you're still more than a month away from even turning 30, and yet you're going to be one of the cagey vets along with, you know, Barlow and Stallmont. There's not a lot or many, if any, of the 35-year-old-plus relievers out there. How much do you embrace the role of guys bouncing questions off of you?
Oh, I'm prepared for this because when I was coming up, I had a lot of guys that were older than me. And at one point, I believe that when I was coming up with the Reds, like I was like one of the only rookies on the team. You know, it was like one or two of us. And, you know, I've had some great veterans around me. I played with some great guys in Cincinnati, and I feel like they molded me to take on this role that I have with the Royals. So, you know, anything I can do to help my teammates, and I sincerely mean that, you know, I hope they come to me whenever they're in need of anything, ask me questions. You know, so I'm ready to take on this role. I'm very excited. As you said, we're very young, and you know, I'm just happy. I'm really happy, and I'm grateful to be here. I can't tell you. I can't explain it any other way. I'm just ready to play some baseball. But me being in that role, you know, and all of us we're basically all in the same age range anyway. But you know, just the experience I bring, I'm looking forward to it, and I'm going to be here for my teammates any way I can be.
Yeah, I got to think it's exciting when you look around and see all the young starting pitchers. There's youth in the bullpen. You mentioned Bobby Witt Jr. coming off your basketball bench. That's a 21-year-old sitting at the hot corner. Not only can you guys win this year, but, man, this could be the start of something here in Kansas City.
Yeah, I highly believe that. And I'm just glad I'm a part of it right now. And I hope I'll be a part of it moving forward. So, you know, I'm excited. You know, I'm really excited to watch Bobby Witt play. He's a good kid, great ball player. So, you know, I'm gonna be sitting back with you guys as well, watching some Royals play, and then I'm gonna be going in there, you know, whenever they need me.
Killing it in the baby blues. He is Amir Garrett.
I love
it. Go ahead. You love it. That's right. No, those are pretty, man. You can't go wrong with the baby blues.
Oh no, the just, you know, being in a new uniform, the powder blue, like the baby blue, like this is up my alley right here.
The two fresh jerseys that you've worn. I mean, they were both on the field today. That red pops from Cincinnati, and you know that blue's popping from Kansas City. So yeah, I would imagine the jerseys on the wall of the Garrett household are going to be pretty fresh.
Yep, for sure. You already know that.
Royals reliever Amir Garrett. Amir, very generous with your time tonight, man. I greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much. And I know the fans can't wait to see you at the K.
I can't wait either. I'm looking forward to opening day.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. And I'll see you in the clubhouse.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, there you go. Amir Garrett, Royals reliever, joining us here on Vern's Hot Stove.